It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan, and if you went out and voted yesterday, and a large percentage of you did, 56% as a matter of fact, went out and voted for you, and you have an opportunity to go out and participate again in the public, the historic home tour and boutique and patron launch party, and the historic home tour and boutique, sponsored by Jocelyn Castle, are happening coming up this weekend, as a matter of fact. Kelly Bello, Manager of Communications and Development, is here with me live this morning. Good morning, Kelly.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here, as a matter of fact. Okay, what an event. This is a three-day extravaganza.
It's a big one. Yes.
And it's fun because you and I were talking a little earlier. The homes are right around the whole Jocelyn Castle neighborhood.
We're staying close to home this year. Sometimes we branch out into other neighborhoods, and this year we will be hyper-local in the Jocelyn Castle neighborhood, featuring four fantastic historic properties.
Okay, well, let's kind of take this in chronological order here. The patron launch party, Friday night, November 9th. What happens here?
Well, inside the castle, we are fully decorated for the holidays. So if you want an early jolt of Christmas spirit, you need to come down this weekend. On Friday, we'll have that party where you'll get early access shopping to over 20 vendors who are inside the castle. There'll be wine, hors d'oeuvres. It'll be kind of a great little kickoff for our full weekend of fun.
Okay, and what time does this start?
That starts at 5 o'clock, and it goes till 8 o'clock.
Okay, very good. And is there any kind of a dress code? You know, sometimes some of the events at the castle have a suggested dress code. Is there anything like that, or is it
come as you are? I don't believe so. I believe it's more of a come as you are.
Okay. Okay, very good. And then Saturday, November 10th, and Sunday, November 11th, you get to tour these four homes plus a little bonus. We'll talk about it in a second.
The castle, yes, yeah. Of course. So the four homes, we have one right on the heart of the Gold Coast Historic District at 38th and California, a prairie-style home designed by John McDonald, who is also the architect of the Jocelyn Castle. We have the stunning Queen Anne Revival home right at 39th and Cumming. I'm sure you've seen it, that big white one.
Sure, just right around the block here.
Yes, it's very exciting. We love that one. And then of course, we have another John McDonald who was very active in this neighborhood at 40th and Chicago, just really a stone's throw from the castle itself, and we'll round it out with the historic and beautiful St. Barnabas Catholic Parish.
Wow, now there's some renovations going on over
massive
there as well.
Renovations at St. Barnabas, and we will have St. Barnabas volunteers to fill you in and answer any questions. The real highlight of St. Barnabas for me is their fantastic collection of C.E. Kemp stained glass windows, which is the largest collection outside of Europe right here in Omaha.
Wow.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
That's neat. Yeah. How are you able to get access to these homes? It's very generous of these people who live there.
It's incredibly generous. And, you know, they're swinging open the front doors to their private homes and parishes. We're extremely grateful for them. And it's all part of this fantastic community in the Jocelyn Castle neighborhood to support the castle itself.
That's fantastic. How do people get about from each and every home? How does that tour work?
Sure. There's a shuttle. We have four shuttle stops along the way. The shuttle runs every 15 minutes. Hop on, hop off, stay in a home as long as you like or as little as you like. You can even walk it. I walked it myself the other day. It's a nice about a mile and a half. I mean, we'll see how the weather. I heard you say 16 degrees, so maybe not. But there's an option if you want to walk it.
Sure, bring absolutely. We take a look at Saturday looks like a sunny day, and Sunday looks like a sunny day as well.
All right.
So looking good. And Friday night is clear. It's just going to be a little chilly, so bring the extra gloves and the muffler.
What better place for a cold night than a warm, cozy Christmas castle?
Right, and it is all set up for Christmas.
Yes,
yes.
We have a team of interior designer volunteers that come in every year, and they just transform the castle into a winter wonderland. It's fantastic.
So you go home the night before that's finished, and then you come back to work at the castle. Does it change your entire mood?
Yeah, I mean, I'm singing my Christmas carols early. Make my hot cocoa. Yeah, it's fun.
That's great. Yeah. If folks are interested in and participating in this, where can they go to find more information?
They can go to joslincastle.com. Tickets are for sale at every Hy-Vee location in the area or online. Also, the day of the tour, you can purchase your ticket at any of the tour stops or the castle itself.
Oh, okay, great. So there's not really a problem with a reservation or a capacity.
Absolutely not. Just show up and get your ticket.
Okay, very good. You've been doing this 5, 6, 7 years, something like that. What's your favorite part about this?
About the home tour?
Yes.
I mean, me personally, I like to poke around and explore, and I love walking this neighborhood and the chance to get in some of these houses and see how these people have taken great historic care of these places just really speaks to me.
She's Kelly Bellow, Manager of Communications and Development at Joslin Castle. The historic home tour, boutique, and patron launch party all happening starting Friday the 9th and going through Sunday the 11th. JoslinCastle.com for more information.